The next patient is Mrs. Marjorie Murphy. Seventy-one-year-old white female that is followed by the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. She has a single right kidney. The left kidney was removed because of infection associated to nephrolithiasis. Period. The patient has been through several complications, has been in the hospital because of persistent diarrhea, persistent hematuria, and the patient was in bed for such a long time, developed pressure ulcers in the left foot, left heel, necros, the Achilles tendon, and she was treated with antibiotic therapy and has a very stormy clinical picture, but fortunately she has been recovering progressively. The latest laboratory workup that we have that was done the 19th of January of 2023, we have a patient that has a creatinine of 1.34, a BUN of 24, and the estimated GFR ...42 mL/min, period. I cannot have a good assessment of the proteinuria due to the fact that the patient has always hematuria or infection. It is reported like 3 grams of protein, but I doubt that this documentation is accurate. Number two, the patient is a patient with arterial hypertension, and actually the blood pressure reading today is 178/97. The patient is taking a good amount of medications, amlodipine, carvedilol, irbesartan, isosorbide, Lasix. And whenever the medication is given in a timely fashion, the blood pressure is with better reading. I am not going to change any of these medications. The patient is in the process of selling the house in order to be able to pay for an ALF. Following number, the patient has lost 30 pounds of body weight. Following number, type 2 diabetes that is under better control. Following number, the patient has anemia related to chronic infection and some degree of CKD. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, there is no evidence of hyperphosphatemia. Following number, there is no evidence of hypercalcemia. Following number, hyperlipidemia with a cholesterol of 121, HDL 51, and the LDL is 42. No evidence of hypertriglyceridemia. The hemoglobin A1C is 5.9. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, left leg ulceration from the heel all the way out to the distal third of the leg that is healing. Period. The patient overall is recovering. We are going to reevaluate her in between 3 and 4 months. The laboratory workup has been ordered. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the labs, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.